You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Today, we're going to talk about an energy approach to small business. Many people have come to us over the years to get help with their business. Seeing your business as an ecosystem that is based in energy can be very effective and helpful. However, there are many misconceptions and false beliefs about using an energy approach for business. This also applies to your career in a professional environment. Stay tuned. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, explain how an energy approach can be very helpful in a business or for someone's professional career.
All things that are important to a business at the root are energies, or what we call subtle energies.
Okay.
And you know, I see businesses doing these all the time. They want to improve the bottom line. They want to start a marketing campaign. They want to create more teamwork with the employees. Mm-hmm. Those are energies. Yes. Those are intangibles. Yes. Teamwork. What is that exactly?
Yes.
You know, people say, well, if you do that, they create these formulas instead. Mm-hmm. So if you do this, this, and this, you'll get more teamwork. No, it doesn't work that way.
Right.
You know, sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. Right. Sometimes it works for a while, and then it stops working.
Correct.
You know, if you see it as an energy, and as we do, mm-hmm. and then you can affect it using the ecosystem approach. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like the C's part. I wish I could jump up and down, you know.
Right.
And you know, if you don't do this, let me talk to business people the way they think. You're going to be at a disadvantage with the people that do it. In a competitive environment, those who use an energy approach to business, and it's not a 1-2-3. It's not something you can flick a switch and implement.
Well, and let me just add this. Business isn't 1-2-3.
It isn't.
An idea for business might be an idea, but everyone knows
the implementation. Yes.
Exactly.
So,
and that's huge.
Let me talk about some of the intangibles. You know, people don't really understand what I mean when I talk about that. But profit is a number that is a reflection of a combination of intangible, subtle energies.
Okay.
For example, cost control or attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can have systems in place that control costs, but you also have to have an attention to detail and a group of employees that will help you with that.
Which, by the way, is also an awareness.
Yes, which is an intangible
and
an energy. Yes,
exactly.
Marketing, the attractiveness of a product or services mm-hmm. is an energy.
Mm-hmm.
Teamwork of employees, we just talked about that.
Right, and by the way, in my opinion, that is one of the biggest and one of the most important energies, because when the cog in the wheel, think I'm saying that correct, is off kilter or not functioning at its best, that can really bog things down.
Well, and you know, we're used to people who will go into a group of employees and create a meeting and yell at them
for
not having teamwork.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
That doesn't work, you know? And businesses today, with the Gen Z and having problems retaining and hiring people that are motivated, that's where it comes from. Because working for people like that is no fun.
Right.
And people are saying, I don't want to do it.
Right.
Competitive forces. Competition in and of itself is an energy.
Yes. And by the way, we've all been trained that you have to do competition this way.
Exactly.
And I'm here to tell you, no, you don't.
Well, and we're kind of getting ahead of ourselves, okay. But all intangibles that make a business successful are energies. Mm-hmm. And when you're able to work with these energies directly, mm-hmm. which is what we do with the ecosystem approach,
right.
It can be very useful. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't have to do things, the regular types of things. You still have to have an accounting system. You still
Absolutely.
Have to figure out what the numbers are for your bottom line, your net profit,
okay.
that sort of thing, and do reports. But if you understand that it's an energy first,
mm-hmm.
and then from the energy, and when you start working on, for example, teamwork.
Yes.
You know, we've worked with this before. We can walk into a situation, whether it's a group, a business, whatever it is.
That is correct. A department in a business.
Exactly.
Yes.
And know, kind of feel the energy.
Oh, yeah.
And whether there's teamwork or not.
Yes.
And it doesn't take very long to see whether that there's teamwork there.
Exactly.
You know, I remember there was an example where this company was concerned about retention.
Yes.
So they brought in a consultant, paid a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
The consultant did private surveys.
Yes.
And they ended up doing posters that they put on the wall saying, "You're appreciated," you know, and you know, that's one of the things, you know.
Wait. I just need to say this. In other words, they paid this person a lot of money when they could have taken that a lot of money and divided it among the employees and said, "Thank you for what you've been doing."
That's one way. That's a different strategy and technique.
Okay.
But what they didn't see, and we're getting ahead of ourselves, but as you develop yourself using the ecosystem approach,
okay.
you have a form of refined intuition and consciousness, what we call evolved consciousness.
Yes.
So you can see what the problem is. And oh, by the way, usually the problem is at the leader, the top, the president, the owner,
correct.
Or a group of them,
yes.
and the way they think. And in this case, that we knew that was the case.
Right.
So the people who have come to us over the years who want a better way,
mm-hmm.
To do business that feels more organic to who they are.
Yes.
We also understand that business today has been gamified.
Oh, yeah.
And that it doesn't conform to the natural world. So the best does not always rise to the top. The best business does not always is the most successful. Even if you do all the right things, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be successful.
Well, and the other thing is that the people that are actually doing the business, they're not always seen with the clarity that they need to be seen with.
That's right.
And therefore, the best doesn't always rise to the top.
Well, and that's one of the reasons that employee morale is so low in general today.
Yes.
Because in a competitive situation in a business,
mm-hmm.
when you give out promotions, if you're not promoting the person who's doing the most work, but the person who looks like they're doing the most work, it creates the actual employees see the difference.
Yes,
see,
they do.
See the truth of it.
Right.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
We're not naive or innocent about applying the ecosystem approach. In other words, people come to us and say, "I want a better way to work."
Right.
And this can be a better way, but we also want to see the world the way it is. So seeing the world the way it is and then applying the ecosystem approach to your business in the ways that you can,
mm-hmm.
and no way you can't.
Right.
A good example is funding.
Okay. Oh yeah.
You may want to be seen for the enthusiasm and the passion that you have,
mm-hmm.
but banks don't necessarily have a column for passion.
Well, I was going to say a column for passion or an ability to even read that.
Exactly.
What
so
they read is the bottom line.
They look at numbers.
That's right.
And so you may still have to play that game, and
mm-hmm.
there's no way to use an energy approach so that the bank will completely eliminate their analysis the way they've always done it, in ways that are helpful to you.
But the ecosystem approach, one of the best things about the ecosystem approach is you put the, let me say it this way, the truth on the table, and then you clear or remove negative energies that are blocking the old way of doing things or seeing things, and the results can be remarkable.
That's true, but in this, and I'm trying to make this point here about the
okay
the bank. Chances are the bank, and you're not dealing with the decision maker. It's a committee.
True.
And they're only able to look at the numbers.
That's right.
You know, they may not be. It's you may want to be have a world where you can be seen for who you are, mm-hmm. but. I'm sorry to say this to you. This is our involved consciousness. We know that that's not the way it is. Yeah. So we try and help businesses work with the energy in ways that they can, and then see it when the in the areas that they can't for the way it is.
Yes. True.
So should we? Let's do a quick tip.
Okay.
The way to make a business successful is to work with the intangible ideas and translate them into money and profit. These intangible ideas like reputation, success, desirability, and goodwill, even creating a buzz to go viral at the root, are subtle energies that you can work with directly. These energies can be created, refined, developed in ways that can affect the outcome and the success of a business. The ecosystem approach was developed so people and business could see themselves as ecosystems that are natural and sustainable and self-perpetuating.
Okay.
When applied to the business, the ecosystem approach can be very effective without being innocent to the way the world works now. Which is the biggest problem I see when people go to metaphysical people. There's a naivete and an innocence.
Well, yes. And that makes a problem for everyone around.
Exactly.
All the way around. So, with that said, in the next segment, we're going to talk about the difference between superstition and energy work that is practical and effective as it applies to business. We'll talk about what are reasonable expectations versus fairy tale thinking. And that's just what we were referring to.
Yes, exactly.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show, Unscripted, with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about the difference between superstition and energy work that is practical and effective as it applies to business. We'll talk about what are reasonable expectations versus fairy tale thinking. Jason, what is the difference between superstition and doing energy work using the ecosystem approach?
This is one of my favorite questions, mm-hmm. you know, and typically people who come to us and that are superstitious, mm-hmm. they don't, you know, they're not going there, okay? And there's a lot of people that say, oh, I don't want to work with an energy because they're superstitious about superstition.
Okay.
You know, in other words, they see this as airy-fairy or some sort of superstition,
right.
Not real stuff that can be
right.
be useful.
Okay.
And so let me define superstition for the audience.
Oh, that would be great, yeah.
Superstition is the expectation of a specific outcome from a specific action.
Okay.
It never happens that way. When you work with energy, it's never that way. You can't rub the rabbit's foot so many times to get the customer to buy.
Isn't that the bottle that the genie lives in?
Something
anyway,
like that,
ahead.
Yes. Yes. So true energy work is never a formula. There's mm-hmm. always an unknown quality to it because it's so expansive. Mm-hmm. Let me explain.
All right. Good.
When you remove negative energy, you create the potential for the best outcome, which is what we do with the ecosystem approach.
Correct.
Even if that outcome is unclear.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, you may be removing negative energy, or what we call clearing, for money to come, investment money to come into the business.
Okay.
And you may be applying for a loan with a bank over here, maybe an investor over here, mm-hmm. and they both fall through. Does it mean it doesn't work? No.
It
could mean all sorts of things, and you have to look at the context.
Good.
It could be something about you that needs some more work.
Such as you don't believe that you actually deserve this.
Yeah, it's a confidence thing.
It's exactly.
It could be There's an innocence or a naivete that you have in terms of going out and asking for money. Mm-hmm. Someone may tell you no, and you may take that at face value, but sometimes it doesn't really mean no. It just
means no, not now.
Yeah, no, not now, or mm-hmm. we can't do it because of something that has nothing to do with you. It has something to do with them.
Right, okay. I like all those variables that you're bringing them up.
Yes. Well, but when you start removing negative energy, it doesn't matter. Here's the problem.
Okay.
It doesn't matter that you need a specific outcome, which may be true. Okay.
Sure.
You know, when we first started the ecosystem approach, it was like back 25 years ago, we were both working full time, at another place. And we were going to do this part-time and have it be a side hustle.
Yes, that's right.
You know, what they call a side hustle today.
Sure.
And we were going to develop it mm-hmm. so that we were making enough money so that we could easily leave our
job that we were at.
Our day job, yeah.
Our day job, yes.
Well, I remember I got laid off. No, you got laid off first.
I got laid off first.
And we said, okay, we can deal with this. You know, we'll just do a little bit more. We'll just clear a little bit more. And we were clearing for success. We were clearing for money. Mm-hmm. We were clearing so it would work out. And but we never were clearing so that we could both, we never expected that, like, you were going to get laid off. And then I think it was, what, a month later, 2 months later?
About 6 weeks, as I remember it.
And then I got laid off.
Uh-huh.
And that was a OMG moment.
It really, because we had no idea. What are we going to do?
What are we going to do? I mean, this can't be a full-time job.
Well, and then the thing that was the most surprising.
Which we never expected.
At all.
You know, we never were clearing for this specifically.
No.
Removing negative energy. But all of a sudden, our business just expanded. And word of mouth.
And you know. We were so busy and so exhausted. I don't think we ever said maybe we should go back to work for a corporation, but it was so awesome, but we were so tired. It was really hard to even realize how awesome it was.
But that's not the point. The point is that we were clearing for success, but we didn't have any idea how it was going to come, and we never expected it to come that way.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
So when you work with energy, it's never one thing. And one of the things that we talk about with the ecosystem approach is that we have an essence. Some people call it a soul. We don't like to use that. It actually has real power.
Yes, it does.
And your essence works beyond your ego.
Mm-hmm.
So your ego might want it to work out this way,
mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3.
Right.
But your essence may have another idea.
Mm-hmm.
And often when you start removing negative energy, your essence always wins, you know, in a way. And so, you know, I guess this is...
I would like to say that your essence always tells you what's right.
Yes. For you, specifically.
Exactly, if you listen.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's what we teach you to do,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's some of the abilities that we're going to talk about in the next segment.
Yeah.
But, so you can remove negative energy. So here's what people get, you know, we tell people that you can't remove energy for a specific outcome.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you can't, that you shouldn't do it. So for example, let's say you need to get this contract.
Okay.
And you start removing negative energy so you can get that particular contract.
Right.
That doesn't guarantee that you will. And it doesn't mean that you failed.
If you don't.
If you don't.
That's correct.
All it means is that things are happening that a lot of us can't perceive, that you can't see.
I was going to say, there are energies around us that a lot of us, that we can't see, and we don't know what to do with, even if we can see them.
Yes, yes. It becomes a very, very complex little algorithm, for lack of a better way.
There you go.
Algorithm implies that it's going to have a specific outcome, so that's probably not a really good word to use. But
no, but it gives an idea of what we're talking about.
It's very, very complex, mm-hmm. and as we've done more and more of this work, and what's happened is that our intuition becomes more refined.
That's correct.
More clear.
That's
more
correct.
Effective.
Right.
We can see more, but mm-hmm. we can't see it all. And I don't know that we'll ever see it all, but I guarantee you 20 years from now, I'm going to see way more than I do now.
Yeah. And I will say, I know that
we both will,
that it goes the exact same for me.
You know, yes. So if you remove negative energy in general, I think it could be helpful, but okay. It doesn't mean you can't clear to get that contract. So if you don't get the contract, then you clear for veils and illusions so you can see what you can do next to get that.
And exactly. Yeah. In other words, a lot of what we're talking about here does have to do with, and I know it is about the being specific about the energies that are blocking you from getting that contract. We're just going to use that as an example. And we have seen great successes for ourselves and people when we start doing specific stuff. But always know that nothing, energy can be so variable in so many ways, on so many, I'm going to say, wavelengths, that having an expectation that it's anything is going to be perfect is just doesn't work.
Here's another part that's superstitious. People come to us and they want us to predict the future.
Oh.
Or they want to know someone else's motives exactly. Mm-hmm. And here's a couple secrets. First of all, it's not that we can't predict the future. We know that the future is not set.
That's right.
So it's not an inability on our part. People, the most important part of this world, this part of our evolved consciousness that we're going to talk about in the next segment.
I know what you're going to say.
We have free will. Everybody is making decisions that affect the outcome of everything.
That is correct.
And it can't be predicted. Now, what we do see, and we're refining our ability to see this more and more, are trends.
Yes.
Trends are not specific things, but they know which way the energy is going.
Right.
You know, is it going in a positive way? For example, an accountant might say, if you've had 10 years of profit, then chances are on number 11, you'll have profit again.
Correct.
That's not true. and I'm, forgive me.
No, I get it.
You know, but if you look at the energy of a business,
right,
you can see the likelihood of that's going to happen, or it might be the first year you have profit. And again, if you look at the energy of the business, you can see that more clearly.
Right.
Again, it's not absolute. It's not something you can take to the bank. I have this intuition that I'm going to have money next year. I'm going to make a profit next year. Your banker's not going to, because he's, you know, he's not going to,
because he's take a money guy.
To the bank.
Yes,
yeah.
He's not
going well to speak.
Done.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and then as you know, so we can't predict the future. Here's the other thing.
No, we don't predict.
We don't predict the future.
Yes.
We also can't make people do things.
No.
You can't control the world around you the way you want.
No.
And
you can if you want to go up and kick everybody in the shins. But
on the other hand,
yeah,
you can clear the barriers so that someone will do something. If they have a choice between three things, mm-hmm. you can clear that so that that one choice that's in your favor is attractive to them.
Exactly.
It's not a guarantee.
Right.
You know,
that's
it's
right.
not just like we talked about before, but it can be very, very helpful.
Right.
So I know that sounds like doublespeak in certain ways, but people are trained, business people are trained to be machines.
Correct.
That you do this formula and you get this result.
Right.
And oh my gosh, that's not how the world works.
Exactly.
So,
exactly. So Jason, how about a quick tip?
Many business people avoid energy or a metaphysical work because they feel it's superstitious. Other business people embrace energy work in a superstitious way.
Yes.
Neither is correct. Energy work using the ecosystem approach can be very effective if you understand removing negative energy brings about a good result for you personally, mm-hmm. but it comes from your essence, which is acting in your highest and best interest.
Right.
Your ego wants and desires are often not in your best interest, whether you believe it or not right now.
Yes.
Removing negative energy constantly, consistently, and specifically will slowly but surely make your life better, your business better, but is never a guarantee of anything, I'm sorry to say. So, and if that sounds like it's contradictory, if you start using, and I should say one other thing, the ecosystem approach is what makes this come alive.
Yes.
And I've seen a lot of energy processes that are anywhere as close to the ecosystem approach.
Exactly. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the most important benefit using an energy approach to business and the benefit to you personally. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show, unscripted with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about the most important benefit using an energy approach to business and the benefit to you personally. Okay, Jason, what is the most important benefit using an energy approach to business like the ecosystem approach?
It's the best self-improvement program imaginable and also develops what many would call Jedi-like skills. Now, I didn't like to want to use that term,
okay,
but I kind of do, you know,
okay,
because people don't realize it, you know, it's very different from the way people are pursue self-improvement skills today.
Okay.
It's based on seeing who you are naturally, organically,
mm-hmm,
and developing those skills and talents and abilities and aspects of yourself that you may not have known about or even perceived.
Yes.
I think you're the best example.
Oh.
You always knew that you were artistic.
Right.
But your artistic ability was squelched.
Very much.
You know, in your childhood, and now it's just coming and exploding, you know? So, and not only are your abilities exploding, but your confidence about those abilities. And people don't understand that. You can't look in a mirror and tell yourself 10 times,
be confident, be confident, be confident. First off, you're wasting your time and energy.
That's not how people work. And this is based on, we're saying this because we see intuitively,
mm-hmm,
using energy, mm-hmm, how people work, and it's not that complicated.
Correct.
There's like a machine code for geeks out there, okay, that tells you all about who you are. You just have to know how to read it and understand it and pay attention to it.
Well, and there's one thing when you said that, and I had no idea you were going to say that. But what most people do with that machine code is they try and mold themselves,
yes,
into what the machine code says.
There's a popular technique out there right now called modeling. So you pick out someone that you admire and you try and be just like them. That is stupid. I know that's pretty bold. That's, you know, I remember had a client who wanted to be like
Virgin.
Virgin Airlines. Who's the guy? Branson?
Branson. Yeah.
And Richard Branson. And he I could see that he could never be that, but it came from his ego.
Mm-hmm.
It came from because his dad was a successful businessman, and he was too. But he was trying to mold himself
into being
like him.
Yes.
And he wasn't that way. It doesn't mean that he couldn't be successful,
okay,
but the most successful you can be, if you're listening to this right now, the most successful you can be is being who you are, because that's sustainable. You don't have to motivate yourself ever.
Well, because it happens naturally.
It happens naturally. Well, you don't have to force yourself.
But I want to say, I can remember from day one of, going to school. In kindergarten, I remember the teachers always saying, oh, I'm so happy that you're going to be in my class this year because your sister was in my class, yeah, last year. And I would just smile. But I remember thinking, you have no idea that I am not the mold of my sister.
Well,
and I didn't use that, but that's the term that would be said today.
That can be abusive. And if we try and mold ourselves in a way that doesn't fit the mold, that's not authentic or natural to ourselves.
Oh, it's...
If you've been unsuccessful for a long time.
Right.
And you're saying, I'm unsuccessful because there's something wrong with me.
Right.
You know?
Well, And I would ask myself that question. I'm going to interrupt you and say, I would ask myself that question after using the ecosystem approach for as long as I have. I would ask myself, not only what do I want, what do I want to go out there in the world and do, but I would ask myself, what do I have to offer that will benefit this business or that business, or even in creating my own?
But the point that we're trying to make here,
okay,
is those kind, you know, a lot of people say, well, let's look at what you have to offer. Well, no, let's look at who you are authentically.
Yes.
And that's who you
said it great.
Yeah, that's what you have to offer.
Uh-huh.
And how do you find that? Well, it's an energetic process. It's not a, you can't think it through. You can't think and say, I'm going to figure out who I am.
Right. By removing negative energy, using the ecosystem approach, let me just say it that way. What happens is that these things about you start to emerge.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to, at first you might go, huh? But then you also maybe, because you're using the ecosystem approach, realize the benefit of what you have to offer.
What we know is that we've all been programmed.
Yes.
And that programming often is contrary to who we are authentically.
That's
sometimes
right.
It's negative program.
Sure.
Sometimes it's positive programming.
Right.
But it still may not be who we are.
Correct.
You know, your parents can say, hey, I think you're going to be a great mathematician or a great doctor or a lawyer just like us.
Right.
And that may not be true.
Exactly.
But it may be true.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Yeah.
Well, and that's what we're trying to get to. It's,
when you know yourself.
When you know yourself,
yes,
then you know. And that's part of the ecosystem approach. One of the first steps is self-knowledge.
Yes.
You know, and as you develop that self-knowledge, as you remove that negative energy.
Right.
That's the way you start to see yourself authentically. It's not by some sort of cognitive process.
Correct.
Where you sit and think about it, or you go on. I'm sorry for all the people that have told their parents this, but it's taking a year off to get to know yourself doesn't really work, because it's experiences can help you have a perspective.
Right.
But if you've been programmed one way in your life, in your childhood, removing that programming doesn't come when you have different experiences.
Right.
It's an energy process.
Right.
It's a subtle energy process. And the ecosystem approach, we know how to do that.
Yes,
so
we do.
When you start doing this energy process, getting self-knowledge,
mm-hmm.
you start to develop these things as a byproduct.
Right.
Refined intuition.
Yes.
Knowing how you delude yourself. And then when you start to learn how you've lied to yourself, deluded yourself,
Or you've been lied to.
Or you've been lied to. You start to develop more objectivity about who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Higher levels of emotional intelligence are the result of refined intuition.
Correct.
It's not something, you don't learn emotional intelligence by going to a class. You can't teach someone emotional intelligence. It's an energy process.
Correct.
Where you remove the negative and that emotional intelligence comes forward.
Right.
Now, some of us naturally have more of it than others.
Yes.
I know both of us really have a lot of emotional intelligence. It's natural to us.
Yes.
But we weren't able to have confidence in it or use it until we started using the ecosystem approach.
That is correct.
Evolved consciousness is a consciousness about the way things are that is objective and is at the highest level.
Okay.
You know, this is about, when we talk about seeing how the world works the way it is,
mm-hmm.
That's evolved consciousness. But most people say, well, I've got consciousness over here, but I don't have consciousness over here.
Okay.
And that's a problem. And especially if you're trying to run a business, you have to have a consciousness about not only your employees, but your customers, about the venue that you're in.
That's correct.
You know, the industry that you're in, all those things.
Correct.
So.
In other words, awareness. By the way, awareness comes as a benefit by using the ecosystem approach.
Exactly.
It's really, I had no idea it would do that, but I have to tell you, it made me, sit up and pay attention.
Exactly. Well, here's the thing.
Easily, by the way.
And I may offend a lot of people here. It's not my intention, but I just have to say it like it is. That hard charging, focused, goal oriented, take no prisoners approach can actually suppress intuition, suppress emotional intelligence. It's not sustainable. And if you know people like that, they break down over time.
That's correct.
They, heart disease, cancer, divorce, broken families, alcoholism, all sorts
drug
of
abuse, yes.
there's a wake of negative of dead bodies, a negative energy that happens from doing those sorts of things. And but that's the common popular way to go about doing something.
And here's another benefit of the ecosystem approach, that if you are that hard charging and take no prisoners and do all that sort of thing, and you start using the ecosystem approach, you start to see how I'm going to use take no prisoners isn't really a part of you, because what that take no prisoners does is it actually, you start to see how much it hurts others and how much there is no real benefit in it. And at the end of the day, you're stuck being lonely and alone, and it doesn't get you anywhere. But when you have the compassion and the ability to see not only
first
what
yourself.
You need, yes, exactly,
first yourself.
What you need, but then you can also help others get or see what they need. But that creates what? Teamwork, being helping
each
other,
which
is an energy, and it comes automatically. It's awesome. I want to say that. So, Jason, you have a quick tip for us?
The greatest benefit of using the ecosystem approach for business is the development of self. Mm-hmm. Finding skills, abilities, and talents that are dormant and hidden is a great benefit. It creates refined intuition and evolved consciousness and levels of emotional intelligence that are unheard of in traditional circles.
Yes.
It is the opposite of the popular, hard-charging, focused, goal-oriented approach that is not natural or sustainable for humans. This approach has side effects and leaves a wake of bad health, broken relationships, and resentment and hurt feelings. The natural approach is sustainable and truly satisfying and brings success and happiness that is uncommon in the world today.
I love that. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to remove some negative energy so you can start to see and feel the benefit to the ecosystem approach about business. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to remove some negative energy so you can start to see and feel the benefit of using the ecosystem approach for business. Jason, one of the things we need to do is to tell people how to remove that negative energy. So if you would take a moment and tell everyone.
It's this simple. One of the things I want to say is that, you know, I'm the business person in this partnership, and I have a degree in business. Patricia really doesn't know much about business, and the truth is that she's very effective. She's worked with clients with their business, not because she knows about business, but because she knows about people
and
energies and
that's
how
right.
people work together with
right.
those energies.
Right.
It's amazing.
Yes.
You know, we had a client who thought she was part of your board. I mean, you were part of her board,
right.
you know.
Yeah, as far
and,
as she was concerned,
you know,
yeah,
and,
which was fine.
And it just worked really well. So
exactly.
Here's how you remove negative energy.
Okay.
You can stand, sit, lay down. You can be walking. You can be driving. You can do other things. You just need your imagination, basically. You don't have to close your eyes.
Yeah.
You don't have to be reverent. You don't have to be in like an om position. It doesn't matter. It's very
right.
forgiving.
Right.
But when we say, we say some words. I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate, and then we to eliminate, and then in your mind's eye, in your imagination, gather up what we say to eliminate. And blow it into
the processor. And the processor, if you don't know what the processor looks like, you can definitely use a garbage can. Everyone knows what a garbage can looks like. And just know that that negative energy is not going to come out of that garbage can. Or if you have a picture of the processor, definitely use it. Because when you use the processor, what happens is that you put the negative energy in the top. It goes through the part that I like to call looks like the radiator. And it cleans it out, cleans up that negative energy. And it comes out the front, neutral.
It processes it.
It really does. And it works. It's amazing. And it's awesome.
So this is what you say. And if this is appealing to you right now, and mm-hmm. you're saying, oh my gosh, I need more of this.
Right.
Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for a free section, and you can start to learn about the ecosystem approach. It's all free. Listen to our show every week.
Yes.
It works really well. So here we go.
And I just want to say, and in that, there's all the clearings that we've done every week.
That's
It's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. If you sign up for our free section, you get a picture of the processor,
right.
the words to say,
right.
The specific clearings for that week.
Right.
And as well as a little blurb and what's coming up next week. So here we go.
All right, Jason, go ahead.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that businesses run on intangibles and feelings that are subtle energies.
Nice and easy. From the tips of your toes, take a breath.
Gather up those veils and illusions.
And throw all that into the processor or garbage can. And I'm going to keep on going. Yep. Is that okay? And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that working with all of these energies directly can be effective and amazing. Not to mention, I can have a lot of fun. Nice and easy. Pick it up and blow it out.
And to eliminate the barriers. So when we say barriers, gather up barriers.
Yes, barriers, and exactly.
That's an intangible, just in your imagination. Mm-hmm. That's what you're gathering up. So I can see that using the ecosystem approach can create a significant advantage over the competition and others who don't use an energy approach.
Exactly. Pick it up and throw that negative energy of barriers that are blocking you. Throw them away. And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress that I have about my business that can be removed. Remove that the worry, anxiety from the tips of your toes and stress. Throw it away.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that working with the intangibles of my business is effective and useful every day.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see the main benefit of using the ecosystem approach is for my personal development so I can have refined intuition and evolved consciousness and use it in my highest and best interest. Take a breath and blow it out.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that developing my refined intuition can be an amazing business ability that I can have by using the ecosystem approach.
Oh my gosh. Take a breath.
Should we activate life force?
I was just going to ask you. There we go. So follow along. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can use life force to have clarity, awareness, and objectivity starting right now in this very moment in my highest and best interest. What we're going to do is we're going to pull that life force energy in through the top of our head. We're going to make it go all the way to the tips of our toes. We're going to ask it to stop right there. We're going to ask it to turn around. Any negative energies that that we've encountered along the way in our body, we're going to throw it away right now. Jason?
And to activate life force so I can have hope to use energy in amazing ways for my business and professional life.
Nice and easy. Pull it in. And now blow it out. And to activate life force so I can trust that working with my energies is effective personally and in business, no matter what that business is. Nice and easy. Pull it in. Oh, feel that one. I like that. And blow it out.
And to activate life force so I can decide to develop my personal energy abilities of refined intuition and evolved consciousness. Those are big words, but they're amazing when you can do
it. Pull them in and blow them out. And then the last one for this here, and to activate life force so I can be happy, healthy, and aware by using the ecosystem approach for everything in my life. If I want to start with business, that's great. But the bottom line is that start with yourself first. Right now, pull all of that life force energy in, stop it, turn it around, and blow out any negative energies left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
So if you've been listening for a while, you know that we've been channeling the planets.
Yes.
And the reason we do that is so that you can start to use planetary energies in a way that is a tool to make your life better.
Right. It you works, know, by
it,
the way.
It really works. And we've just discovered this recently. And oh, yes. My gosh, it's been amazing.
Awesome. Yes.
So the more planets you understand, the more tools you have in your toolbox.
Correct.
So next week, we're going to do channeling Neptune.
Okay.
And of course, we're going to talk about other uses of astrology. It's always really interesting. Neptune rules Pisces.
Okay.
So if you're a Pisces, it's especially important. But even if you're a Scorpio and a Cancer, it can be important too, because those are water signs.
Yes.
But even still, it's a great tool. Neptune is a great tool to use to help you with your daily life.
Yes.
Because that is a lot of important aspects that can be helpful. You know, we talked about this last week.
Okay.
Which is using energy work to work with groups.
Oh, yes, we did.
And
yes.
One of the best things you can do with working with groups is activating planetary energies.
Because we all have a little bit, or sometimes a lot, of planetary energies in each one of us.
In each one of us, but we can also, with using the ecosystem approach, take those in. You don't have to have it within you to use it.
I love that. I absolutely love
that. So be sure and listen to the show.
And remember, this is something more that you can put in your tool bag for you to know yourself better. Learn better things about you.
If you're listening for the first time, you're saying, oh my gosh, I need to have this.
Right.
This is what I've always wanted. I've always felt like I've been a failure with business, or I've been a failure within my professional life.
Or even my personal life.
Personal life. Sure. It's probably because of negative programming that wasn't consistent with who you are authentically.
Yeah.
And by starting to remove that and to remove the negative energies and negative programming that you've had all your life.
Correct.
It can be amazing. It can be the skies are parting.
Okay.
It can be
good.
Very good. So if you want this, the way to do that is first sign up for our free section, theecosystemapproach.org. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of content that's there on our website that you can access for free once you sign up.
Yep.
And you'll get the weekly newsletter, which includes all the clearings for that time.
Mm-hmm.
Do the clearings all the time. The more you do, the more effective it is.
That is true.
It's an accumulative process.
Okay. Jason, tell them about Facebook, please.
We have our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org. And please go there. All of our videos are there.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're there, please like us. We appreciate that.
I love that. And everybody, join us each week. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers.